Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Friends, wow, what a week. So we just concluded the Montana Camp Experience. This year it was in Bozeman. Last year it was in Missoula. The first year it was in Helena. I thought it was appropriate to launch the experience called Montana Camp at the state's capital. And we announced at Montana Camp that this next year, Montana Camp 2024, is coming to, boom, Kalispell. So, friends, I'm going to debrief that a little bit. I've got a good friend of mine in the studio. He joined me at Montana Camp this past weekend. Before I get to that, let me thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Matcha with Keller Williams Realty. You know what, Matt, it's a rapid fire industry. It goes 115 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone. Well, that's definitely 2021. and even when it's going slow, it's going fast. It's just fast, 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 fast. And it was a lot of fast, fast, fast putting on one of the largest events in the West for real estate and business development. And then when we get there, It's almost, you know what, Matt? It's like getting married again. Well, for me, it'd be like the fourth time. However, it's like getting married again, and where it's just go, 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 go. And then suddenly when it's all done, everything just slows down. And that's what Montana Camp was like for me. It was go, 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 go. And then we got there and everybody got together. And what I love so much about the experience this year was there was a lot of conversation. There was a lot of rubbing shoulders and hugs and high fives and pulling out cell phones and exchanging numbers and reconnecting with people that I hadn't seen in a year or so. And I saw people sitting down in the hallways and in the foyer, taking notes and just sharing photos and really pouring into each other. And you know what, in an era where we're so fast and so digital and so tech savvy, you know what it was in a word? Human. It was human. And I'm most proud of that. So for those of you who want to play along and check out the experience that we're planning already for next year, montanacamp.org, and bringing that to Kalispell. So in the studio with me, I pulled this guy aside and said, you know what? I love your stories. I love you as a person. I love how you care for the people that you serve in this industry. Hamilton Ash with Keller Williams. Hamilton, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Justin. Yeah. Glad to be here.
And friends, for those of you who can tell that accent, he's from Montana.
Yeah, I got here as quick as I could.
Thank you for that. Hamilton, here's why I'm excited that we're debriefing with you first. Because one of the things that you've taught me, whether you wanted to do this or not, was to slow down, enjoy the story, to appreciate the detail, to listen to the detail. A lot of us are just so quick to read headlines and inform an opinion and move on. I only have 10 per headlines. You know what? I blame Twitter for that, really. 160 characters, get in, get out, get on, and get on to the next one. You know, whereas it feels good to sit down and have a conversation, especially with someone like Hamilton, with, well, way more than a Flat at Home Show series or episode of time for your story. However, we'd like to open up the book a little bit as we chat with you this weekend. Hamilton, you've been licensed in Montana selling real estate for 3 years now, right?
Just over two.
Just over two. Okay. Feels like three though. Yeah. It was a wild, man, you got in just as things got really hectic.
Yes.
And you held on.
I did.
Yeah.
And I'm planning to hold on.
Good for you. Now, I know that you and your wife, Bethany, sweetheart, you sort of got your start helping another individual with some real estate holdings in Texas.
Yeah, something over 20 years ago, a friend of Bethany's who was a sale by owner property, mm-hmm, asked Bethany to show the property for her.
Now, it was a friend, right?
It was a friend.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And Bethany enjoyed that. And I like it when Bethany enjoys things, you know, makes me happy. And
that's smart.
Yeah. In the interim, between then and now, well, then and like 3 years or so ago, we have talked about getting into the business, but there was always something else kind of got in the way and making us go on a different path.
You know what? That path, in a word, is actually very entrepreneurial. You, the two of you are opportunists.
Yes.
You're always looking. You're always looking to fill a need. You're always looking to discover a new need and fill it again. And I appreciate that about you. But about the both of you, you're quite a dynamic duo. And anybody who comes into your presence is blessed by that, because you're looking to fill a need. You're looking to, yes, you know, solve the equation.
Yeah.
I recall, and we've got to take a break here in a minute. I recall a summer ago where I was bringing a big listing onto the market, and right away you piped up and said, "How can I help?" And you jumped on board. You helped me and another business partner of yours, Rachel.
Yes.
Helped to, you know, procure some staging and move things around and get the property in its best position. And I just appreciate that about you. And if you've noticed, friends, we're taking it's a more relaxed conversation this weekend. We're not rapid firing headlines at you. We're sitting by the fire, enjoying the conversation as we should, because we're humans.
Yes.
Hey friends, it's Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Hamilton Ash of Keller Williams Realty. And Hamilton, when we come back from this break, let's go back in time a little bit further and see what took you from Texas to Montana, and then from Montana, where are you headed? This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. We're having let's call it a fireside chat with Hamilton Ash of Keller Williams Realty. And the reason for that is one of the things that I learned over this week, literally just came back from Montana camp over in Bozeman, was that we do need to be intentional about taking the time to learn of each other, to learn from one another, to share a story, and just get out of the racket of going from headline to headline to headline to bullet point, text message, everything's just so fast. And I think that we wear ourselves thin when we operate in that manner. And Hamilton, you've been teaching me that since I met you. I asked him, "So Hamilton, why real estate?" And then I think about 3 months later, he said, "And that's my story." It was a while. It took a while. And Hamilton, you don't strike me as the kind of guy that wants to have a conversation in an elevator.
15 seconds?
Yeah.
No, ain't going to work.
Not going to work, yeah. No. From there, you're going to say, "Why don't you meet me in the lobby and sit down at the couch?"
Or
right?
The penthouse.
Yeah, there, yes. Even better. Yeah. So where we left off last segment was you and your wonderful wife, Bethany, got the real estate bug, right? You got bit by the bug.
Yes.
Helping out another friend. Yeah. And you realize, man, this is service-based. Right. It's entrepreneurial. Gives us a little bit of freedom and flexibility. What brought you to Montana, though, in 3 minutes or less?
In 3 minutes to Montana.
Yeah.
We were trying to get the heck out of Portland.
Okay.
Oregon.
Okay.
And our stuff was in Portland. We traveled out to Iceland and Europe to see if we could put down roots there. And
because that's right around the corner.
That didn't work. Iceland, because our son was living in Iceland.
Okay.
And it was a skip and a jump over to Europe.
Sure.
Europe because, well, I come from there and, you know.
Can't tell at all.
Know some of it and, you know, wanted to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't work. So finally we got back to Portland, and the point came when I think it was just, we just couldn't take it anymore. It had gotten really rotten. It wasn't
okay.
Rotten when we moved there from Texas, but it, you know, it was really starting to go down.
Was this around 2019, 2020?
2016.
16. Oh, okay, even earlier. Okay, sure.
And our son had come back from Iceland and moved to Kalispell because he was associated with an MMA gym out of Portland that also had a facility in Kalispell. So that brought us to Kalispell to visit.
Right.
And so when the time came when we just had to do something to get out of Portland, you know, we just looked around in our heads, you know, where could we go next? because we've been on the East Coast, we've been on the southern border.
You've been overseas.
We've been overseas, yes.
Yeah.
Overseas.
Over the pond.
And in the middle of the ocean in Iceland. And so it was like, well, Montana's a pretty neat place.
Yeah.
You know, all we really knew was Kalispell in the Flathead Valley, but, you know, let's check it out. And we asked our son if he could look for a place for us, a cabin somewhere, which is exactly what we got in town Kalispell. And so we moved here very quickly.
Right.
After we made that decision. And so we were here for a few years, and then our son decided to move out of Kalispell and go somewhere else. And that somewhere else ended up as Maricopa City in Arizona.
Arizona. So now, no family left here.
Correct.
Just the two of you. And what's keeping you in Kalispell? What's keeping you in Montana?
Well, the real estate business.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Keeping you busy. And as we shared before the break, you know, you and Bethany are opportunists. If I hadn't seen anybody like that, like you guys really are opportunists, entrepreneurs.
Yes.
You're always looking.
You
know what I appreciate so much about the real estate that you are a part of? It's rarely is it not an opportunity to do something else with.
Right.
I'm aware of a great project that you and Rachel Fedor had put together, and that seems to be your...
Yes.
Interest.
Yeah. With teammates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. And it works better that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're in my office, and we're teammates.
Yeah. Yes, Keller Williams.
Ideal.
Yeah.
It's very ideal having you on board, Hamilton. Yeah, so I just wanted to illustrate that this weekend, this fireside chat with Hamilton Ash, and that is how, one, it's not a solo game. It is very entrepreneurial, and therefore, as Gary Keller would share, no one succeeds alone. And Hamilton, you really are just the bullseye of that statement, because you're here to make yourself available for so many others, and others are also a part of your world in this thing called real estate. And I appreciate your service attitude, your service spirit, because... I can tell when it's a Hamilton Ash project. I really need to say it's a Hamilton and Bethany project, because there's probably some baked goodies along coming with the project as well. And then I know Bethany's been there.
Yeah.
You know, however, I appreciate you very much for that. And if there's anybody out there who would like to spend more time with you, grabbing those stories, or even has an interest in their own real estate, give us a good phone number to reach you.
406-212-0381.
Hamilton Ash with Keller Williams Realty. My name's Justin Metcha. This is the Flathead Home Show. Of course, as always, hey friends, be safe, be well, have fun, and hey, Flathead,
welcome home.